Namaste, my name is Will Zimra, I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about how to deal with fear. Feel the fear and do it. Fear will never go away as long as I continue to grow. Fear will never go away as long as I continue to grow. There's all the time something bigger than you. And if you don't grow, you don't have fear. It's so clear, exactly so it is. The only way to get rid of the fear of doing something is to go out and do it. The only way to feel better about myself is to go out and do it. Not only am I going to experience fear whenever I'm in unfamiliar territory, but so in everyone else. Pushing through fear is less frightening than living with the underlying fear, and that comes from a feeling of helplessness. You see, one time I attracted all the time very angry dogs. So I spoke with my friend, and he was a fighting diver, the best unit at the troops in Germany, a SEAL, it is in the USA, the same thing is true. And he said, just grip with your hand the mouth of the dog, and with the other at the back of his head. And then the dog cannot do anything. I said, okay, I'll do so. So I did. So I was attacked with four dogs. I grabbed the first big dog. It was a hunting dog. And he could not do anything. And I gave him a big kick, and all the other dogs ran away. Okay, my clothes was torn. I went to the farmer and said, I wanted to pay for the new clothes because your dogs have done so. Finish. At the heart of every fear is the underlying belief that I can't handle it. This is why we hesitate, procrastinate, or avoid stepping outside our comfort zone. But the good news is, once we recognize this narrative, we can actively choose to transform it into I can handle it, and trust that we can handle the opportunities coming our way. I see it in time everywhere. They repeat this mantra, I can't do it, I can't do it. When I grow up, somebody said, I can't do it, he got beaten up. This was a phrase that nobody could speak after World War II in Germany. Nobody could speak such things. It was forbidden to say, I can't do it. Okay. Here are some of my favorite strategies for this, which I've been experimenting with and enjoying. Remember that the only difference between fear and excitement is a smile. Psychologically, fear and excitement are actually very similar. I would say the same. I found that transforming fear into excitement is easier than trying to completely neutralize the feeling. Maybe try finding the exciting angle of the opportunity, opening up your body language, taking a deep belly breath, and maybe even cracking a smile. I just do it. Reframing, with a growth mindset. Instead of seeing challenge as threats, view them as opportunities for growth. Meaningful growth only happens outside our comfort zone. So every uncomfortable experience is a gift. Embrace this deliberate discomfort. when we avoid fear, it piles up, limiting our freedom and keep us stuck in the same small space. But when we challenge it and take another small step toward clearing out fear, we gradually create a wider clearing, a space where we feel confident, capable, and free to pursue what we truly want. Avoiding fear is nonsense. We face our fear. And then we're going with small steps forward. And we're looking at this at the worst case scenario, or write them out, make a list of this, that. And then the fear is also gone. It's just so simple. What is something outside your comfort zone that you want to do but have been avoiding? What might be the doubt that has been holding you back? You can only win. You never can lose. But if you go with your doubt, you lose always. And when you lose, then you have a new experience how to make it better. Then you find a solution to make it better. What is one small step you can take today toward breaking through it? Okay. Think of three times in the past where you proved to yourself that you could handle a challenge you were previously intimidated by. Think it's over. Okay, one simple step. You could not ride a bicycle when you are a kid, and today you can ride a bicycle. And it was quite horrible for when you had been as a kid, okay? It is not about eliminating fear entirely, but rather showing ourselves over and over again that we can, in fact, handle it. Just so simple. No? And slowly but surely, each time we face our fears, we prove to ourselves that we are stronger, braver, and more capable than we once might have thought. So I have done it again and again. So somebody wanted was showing up to do something, and nobody was ready for it. And I said, I can do it. There was also, for instance, one time, a guy asked the public, do you like a massage from an elephant? Oh, I had fear. I said, okay, I go. And he broke me all my bones. No? Okay. Do you think this guy is making this show here since 20 years? Every day that the elephant can break your bones? For sure not. So I didn't have any fear. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.